The election that ate my brain. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Why did John Kerry win the New Hampshire primary? Is it because he has a more presidential temperament than Howard Dean? Is it his stand on taxes? Is it because he has a better health care plan? Well, I've been talking to voters for 3 days now, and I get the clear impression that none of them could recite the differences between the health care plans of Kerry, Dean, Clark, Edwards, Lieberman, even if they'd visited the websites. I mean, who can? I can't. Same with their tax plans. Same with their energy plans. Same with their plans for... You see, I can't even remember what they have plans for. The human mind has only so much capacity. At some point, you give up and start asking yourself which wife would make a better first lady. You need an easy-to-remember catchphrase. And here's where I think Howard Dean made his mistake. His big catchphrase is when he lists all the countries that have national health care. The British and the Japanese and the Germans and the French, the Israelis, the Canadians, the Italians, the Irish, the Norwegians, the Swedes, and finally even Costa Rica. The crowds try to recite it with him, but they can't remember all the names. Plus, he keeps changing the order. He would always end with Costa Rica. But hearing 1,000 people yell, Costa Rica, what does it mean? That they wish they were someplace warmer? By contrast, John Kerry found a phrase that everyone can memorize, and he sets it up the same way every time. If George Bush wants to make national security the central issue of this campaign, we have three words for him we know he understands.
Bring it on!
And the beauty of that is, he knows those are three words the president prefers people not remember. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.